for tuning in to Morning Line and 90.3 KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. Cyrano's Theater Company presents Anchorage, the first 100 years, 10 decades, 10 plays, and each week during this series, each week for 10 weeks, Cyrano's is putting on a story on stage of a different decade, different 10-year duration in Anchorage history in the form of a living newspaper highlighting the headline stories and colorful characters of the day. This week, we're on week number 5, which is 1955 to 1965, and we have some very special guests to share information about this. First, I'd like to welcome back to Morning Line the curator of week 5, Lale Morgan. Good morning, Lale.
Good morning.
Very good to see you again.
Delighted to be here.
The title of week 5's edition is Sex, Money, the Political Frontier, and the Boom That Went Bust. Whew. Our next guest is Angela Gonzalez. And, hi, Angela.
Good morning, Danny.
And many of you know Angela from her activism in the community. She writes for the Village Voices newspaper. She's a communications coordinator for Rural Cap and a former co-worker, too. So good. And you're acting. And I didn't know that you were an actor. I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
Well, I didn't know I was an actor either. This is my first acting experience.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the whole deal first, but I have to ask this from a first-time actor's perspective. Now, these run Wednesday through Monday, so your first time was last night?
Yes.
Did you freak out? Was it cool?
I was a little nervous, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay, excellent. So, now, Lale Morgan, if you've been anywhere near a book in Alaska over the last few decades, you probably have read Lale's work. Author of Eskimo Star, From Tundra to Tinseltown, the Ray Mullah story, Good Time Girls, Alaska, Yukon Gold Rush, Alaska Native People, The Aleutians, on and on. An educator and a curator of week number 5. Now, talking with Sandy Harper at Cyrano's about how these got going and all the people got picked, it's this very interesting process. How did you end up curating 1955 to 1965?
It's the era in which I came to Anchorage, and they had someone else who had volunteered to write that play who couldn't do it at the last minute, and Sandy knew that I had been here, and she prevailed upon me to fill in. So there I was. I was reluctant, but I thought it was a good cause. It's a really lovely program.
Last week, when Catherine Statham was on, we talked about, of course, the preceding decade or 10-year era, 45 to 55, and how, post-World War II and McCarthyism sort of set the stage for the milieu in Anchorage. And when that kind of died down, the excitement didn't die down in Anchorage because there was a... what are we talking about when they say the boom that went bust? What does that mean?
This decade has the beginning of everything or the ending of everything that ever happened to Anchorage. It starts with the Constitutional Convention. We get statehood. We discover oil. And we're flying high, making money hand over fist and happy as clams, and the population has gone from 5,000 to 100,000, and everybody thinks we're really in the money, and then the earthquake comes, and that's how we end our story. Okay. So you couldn't have a better decade for excitement.
The press release says this is a decade in which, quote, all hell is about to break loose. That's one quote. What else? There's a connection to sexual activity in here, and I don't know. Of course, this is a G-rated program, and it's a G-rated play. But what's the sex, money, the political frontier?
Well, we had a wide open city when I got here. During that era, there were military bases all over the place. The ratio of men to women was extreme. There weren't very many women, and there were very few single women. So the red light district was operating in East Chester Flats, and there were similar operations. It was wide open gambling. It was a wild town. But also in the same decade, families were beginning to appear. And all of a sudden, from one little high school downtown, we have two big high schools. We have not only a community college, but a private college. We became a family town from that period, but there was still a lot of underground stuff.
A huge period of transition between the Wild West Redux and modernity, I guess.
You got it.
So, Angela, you play Alice Brown. Who's Alice Brown?
Well, she's an Alaska Native leader that I actually just learned about, and that's what I love about these plays is it's like a great history lesson. And so I get to play Alice Brown. She's a Kenaitse tribal member, and she actually helped to start many organizations and was very politically active back then. And like one of the organizations was Cook Inlet Native Association, which is now Cook Inlet Tribal Council.
Right. Well,
yeah. So
pre-ANCSA.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And so it's just great to learn a little bit more about some of these leaders in that era.
How does she fit into the story?
With the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, she was fighting for land claims and trying to get that started, but also basically just fighting for land claims.
So I'm excited to see this with the and check out your playing Alice Brown. The cast is just to throw out a few names that the theater goers will know here in town: Scarlett Kaylee Boudreau, Ron Holmstrom, Jack Roderick, just a bunch of really great people in it. Lael, were you involved in assembling this cast, or did Sandy work with that, or somebody, Sandy Harper, or somebody else?
We all pitched in, and I was writing as fast as I could, and as soon as I got, you know, Act 1 down, we were looking for Act 1 people.
Now, you were actually in the play, too.
Yes.
Twice, kind of.
Well, because my husband and I came up here to get rich quick, and that's one of the kinds of personalities. Everybody in this play that I wrote about is or was real. And I haven't always put them in by their right names, but I tried to get a good variety of what made Anchorage tick during this era. And it's the Nets and the Mavericks and the Dreamers, and that's sort of what this is all about.
So you had some pretty decent success about coming north and getting rich in 1959. I know 30-some years ago I came north to get rich, too, and I'm still, and then I became a disc jockey, so there it goes. So much for that idea. But no, obviously, there's a lot of research that, I mean, you've been around in the area for a long time, and you certainly soaked up the whole environment of Anchorage, but what was the research like on this project?
It was absolutely fascinating. I am egotistical enough and have been here long enough, so I think I know everything about Anchorage history, but I was quite surprised too. I worked with the MIPA to find film footage, which we've used quite a bit of.
The Motion Picture Preservation Association.
And one of the films we've got is of Moose Moore, Mortimer Moore, wrestling a bear. And Moose was 6 feet 6, and he's wrestling actually in this movie two bears. I mean, some of them, we've got Ernest Greening saying that, by golly, we need to be getting statehood, and we need somebody in Congress, and there's fascinating stuff out there.
That's tremendous. It's 8:57. If you're just joining us this morning, Lael Morgan and Angela Gonzalez are joining us, and we're talking about this week's installment of Anchorage, the first 100 years that's happening at Cyrano's, continuing through Monday. Angela, did you have to research the part of, did you have to do actual research on the part of Alice? You were already familiar with a lot of her work, so it wasn't that tough a deal?
No, I didn't really have to do research, and I think that's one of the reasons why it's not as difficult for my first time play. It's actually a reader's theater, so we can have a script in our hand, so we don't have to memorize lines. I mean, we have to know a little bit, but to familiarize ourselves with it, but it's a great introduction, and so we all have our scripts with us, and that's a...
So we only got about another minute here, too, but as a total non-actor, I find it absolutely fascinating whenever I have guests on who are thespians, and just because so many people have worked so hard to put themselves in character, you think it's easier for you as a first-time actress, an Athabascan woman playing an Athabascan woman, than say if you're okay, Angela, here's your role, you're a little Lithuanian girl?
Definitely. I do feel very honored to play Alice. It's really cool. And I just did a little bit of research to find out someone who knew her and asked about her personality, so I try to put the same type of personality out there.
All right, I can't wait to see this one. Okay, it's Anchorage, the first 100 years, 10 decades, 10 plays, shows Wednesday through Monday each week. We're on week 5, 1955 to 1965, and next week we're going to preview the following decade, of course, here on Morning Line. All shows at 7 o'clock except for 3 o'clock show matinee on Sunday. And with that, we're out of time. And Lael and Angela, good to see you both again. Thanks so much for joining us on Morning Line.
Thank you for the invitation.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
And if you or your organization have information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by emails, feedback@kmba.org. And until tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
KMBA programming supported by Patrick and Brooke Corkery, members of the Northern Lights Circle. Major players in securing the future.